The Blue Blazers here. So you know it's football season. Our good friend Riley Fields from the Carolina Panthers. Good morning, Riley.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Meg. Great to see y'all.
And we're here to talk about so many cool things.
Yeah.
Number one, a massive, massive, massive high school football event going on this Saturday at Bank of America Stadium, home of the Carolina Panthers. And it'll feature two teams that we have here on the OTS Sports Network. That's the Northwestern Trojans and the Indian Land Warriors. That's the first of two games going to be played on Saturday.
That's right, Chris. We've got the fourth annual Carolina Panthers Keep Pounding High School Classic presented by Belk. We're so excited that our date is a Saturday this year, which we think makes it a lot easier for folks to get down to Bank of America Stadium to enjoy it. And we've got just two colossal football games for high school football fans, and really, you know, it's what we endeavor to do, celebrate high school football and the important role that it plays in regions across our community. And certainly there's no bigger region than right here in Rock Hill and York County and Lancaster County, just where football is so deeply woven into the fabric of the community.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said this marks the fourth one, and this will be the third time that a team from Football City USA is featured. Northwestern played in one, the first. You had South Point play last year, Northwestern again. Now you're introducing Indian Land. What is it about this area that means so much? Because this could be any teams in the Carolinas playing.
Yeah, so I think that's one of the things that we really enjoy is the selection process.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes,
you know, we actually have a full-blown selection committee. You know, if you think there's drama around the college football playoff selection committee, they need to be in the room when the robust debate is going on about teams to invite to the Keep Pounding High School Classic. But we looked at, you know, we always look at individual teams. We also look at potential matchups and games maybe that are already scheduled. And the Indian Land Northwestern game really jumped out to us because certainly Northwestern, two-time defending state champion, just the rich history there with seven state championships, the five first round pick NFL draft picks. Like, just that is just an amazing football history. But now you look at Indian Land, who is quickly ascending and really wants a space at the table amongst the state's elite. And so this is a massive prove it game for Indian Land, and Coach Hastings has been building that program now. You know, obviously they were 11-2 last year, both losses coming to Northwestern. So they are ready for redemption. And again, it's the start of the season for Northwestern, going for an unprecedented back-to-back-to-back state championship. Yeah. So we think that the Indian Land community is going to pack the stadium, and certainly we know what Northwestern can do and their fan base. So we think it's going to be an unbelievable environment for high school football this coming Saturday.
Yeah, to your point, this will be the fifth time in 22 months that Northwestern and Indian Land have faced off. And really, this is the first of two games. Northwestern and Indian Land play at 4:00. Then we have a second game that is at 8:00.
That's correct. So 8:00, we've got another great matchup. It's an intersectional matchup. Cardinal Gibbons coming out of Raleigh. If you know North Carolina high school football, you know that Cardinal Gibbons is an elite program. They've won more playoff games in the past 5 years at the upper division than any other school in the state.
Wow.
And then, of course, Huff, going up against the Huff Huskies, who currently rank number 21 nationally by Max Preps and the number one team in the state of North Carolina.
And just got a chance to see them on this past Saturday when they played Northwestern. That was an awesome game.
That was a slobber knocker. That
great
was
game.
I mean, you talk
it's the
just
official word.
I mean, just that was a tough physical football game, and I think really could have gone
either way.
Northwestern had a chance to win at the end, but ultimately, you know, Huff pulled out the victory. But what a great opening game for both teams, and really sets the stage for both of their continued success this season.
Folks want tickets. What's the best way to get tickets?
Yeah, so something we're really excited about is that tickets are only $8 plus fees on Ticketmaster,
awesome.
and it's good for both games.
Right.
And so, you know, the tickets are available on Ticketmaster.com. And, you know, one of the things that we talk about with the Keep Pounding High School Classic is just the experience, the experience, the experience, the experience. for both the teams, the schools, the high school football community. And part of that is being able to come to Bank of America Stadium and enjoy high school football presented really Carolina Panther style.
It's cool,
just,
yeah.
With the video boards, the multiple replays, all the things that we put into the game presentation really makes it a unique experience. But part of that experience is also fans in the stands. And we've had great crowds over the first several years of the Classic, and know that we're going to see a similar turnout on Saturday.
Well, being on a Saturday, I think that is a huge win. I know last year we had some Charlotte FC issues that caused that, had to play it on a Friday, but being back on a Saturday I think will be big.
Yeah, it makes it, I think, super convenient for folks to get down to the stadium, and so we're really looking forward to what the Rock Hill community and the Indian Land community are going to bring to the energy that they're going to bring to Bank of America Stadium on Saturday.
Shifting gears to the Carolina Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
What can folks expect to see this year, maybe when they approach the stadium for games? You have your first home preseason game. Actually,
yes.
It's the last preseason game for the team this Friday night. So are there any kind of changes folks can expect when they walk in to walk in those seats? I always think about that. The first game I always get to go down to my seats. I'm looking at, oh, That's new. That type of stuff.
Yep. Well, there's always an evolution in terms of just when you look at concession offerings and you know, what are the new things this year? What are the new ways that fans can check in, check out with their concessions? And so folks will see some increased efficiencies and opportunities there. But I think that the bigger thing, I'm going to go back to the term experience. This season, there's not just expectation amongst Panthers fans for a big year. There's expectations in the locker room. And I think the energy in the building, it's a tangible intangible. Like, it is there. It's, you can't see it, but you
feel it.
Feel it, you know. And I think this is the first big opportunity for fans to come together on a game day since January 10th, when we just had that amazing playoff game against the Rams, where we pushed them to the brink. And, you know, the momentum coming off of that, that's what I think most folks are excited about, for fans to all come back together, you know, in a game situation to start off the season. So I think it's the energy that's going to be in the stadium, not just this game, but throughout the season, is what I'm most looking for in 2026.
Well, Riley, it's a huge weekend for the Carolina Panthers with a preseason game on Friday night against the Tennessee Titans. Then, of course, you have the Keep Pounding Classic, two matchups on Saturday, the first being Northwestern and Indian Land. And then, of course, then it's cut day. Now, I know you're not involved in that, but have to trim the roster down to 53 players on Sunday.
Yeah, lots doing this weekend, that's for sure. But, right now I would just encourage, challenge, exhort the Rock Hill community to come out and support Northwestern. And then certainly we know Indian Land is going to bring it. They are so fired up. And I know that there's been chatter between the school superintendents already.
Love,
you know,
that.
So love seeing that. All the ingredients are there for an amazing and memorable evening of high school football. So tickets, again, only $8 plus fees on Ticketmaster.com. 4 o'clock, Indian Land versus Northwestern. 8 o'clock, Cardinal Gibbons versus Huff at Bank of America Stadium. The Keep Pounding High School Classic presented by Belk. It's the ultimate high school football experience, and we're just so excited to be able to provide that for the community this year.